Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up on our program, we're going to have Jeff Dowder's Extreme Nudity tonight. Extreme Nudity with Jeff Dowder. And tonight he will be exploring the wonderful world of motocross, which, as you know, is dirt bike riding, dirt bike racing, going over all kinds of hills and valleys, stark naked. That's Extreme Nudity with Jeff Dowder. And
oh, I get it.
All right, man, don't play it back to me. Let's just hear how it goes. Skippy and Frank will be with us tonight as well, the Skippy and Frank radio show, and another Denny Carlos shout-out and dance radio show tonight, as Denny will be taking your requests for disco music, dance music, and all of that. Also, a brand new feature, Lord Q's movie reviews. Lord Q reviews films after dropping acid, and that'll be on our show as well tonight. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. In a moment, we're also going to have the flashback request. I want to tell you, our website at www.philhendryshow.com is the place to go for all things Phil Hendry. Now, if you people in the city of Los Angeles, and again, I have to beg the indulgence of my listeners elsewhere, because these people are unrelenting with their emails about, hey man, how come you're not on other stations and you can... You know, why don't you guys just admit it, man? If you don't want to listen to me at Extra Sports AM 570, don't listen to me at Extra Sports AM 570. Stay over there on Grandma's station and keep grooving to the groove, baby, all right? And whatever it is they offer you up there, quit telling me that you're sorry that I'm not on that station. I'm ecstatic I'm not on that station. I am kicking my heels with glee. I'm doing a veritable river dance. I'm Lord of the Dance. I'm off of a radio station where the median listening age is 53, and I'm over in a radio station where maybe they can pull a few younger listeners, because it's sports, sport. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people are saying, I don't know when you're on, man. When are the Lakers? When are they not? Okay, what we're going to do is every time the Lakers play, we're going to have a big flashing neon lighted sign on our webpage that says, Lakers are playing tonight. Listen to us on the web. Lakers are playing tonight. Listen to us on the web. Or, if you want, you can wait till after the Laker game. You can hear our show in its entirety after the Laker broadcast. But either way, we will let you know that there's a Laker game. Like, for instance, there ain't no Laker game tonight. So, everything's good. When they play, and I don't know when the hell they're playing, they playing tomorrow night? Check it out, bud, will you?
All right, I'll check the schedule right now, find out what they're playing. What are they playing?
What?
What do they play?
Basketball. Check it out, will you? What do they play? And I don't think they're playing tonight, so we're here. If they ain't, we'll have something on the website. And for the rest of you guys with a whole, gee, how come you're not on that station anymore? Well, then don't listen to that station anymore if you don't want to listen, if you don't think it's any good. Just quit emailing me with your crying and complaining about the fact that I ain't there and how come. You want to know how come? Because I couldn't stand it any longer. That's how come. Because I got tired of swimming upstream. Because I got tired of choking on all the funeral parlor ads. I don't know why. I'm just here and that's where I am. And I'm thankful to God and all of his angels in heaven that it's been made possible. So thank you for that. David G. Hall joins us. He is our Vice President of Syndication. David, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Phil. You just gave me an idea, and so I wanted to call you with something. I got to tell you, if I hear one more pinecone joke on your show, I am going to scream. Now, that Mepham High thing was 2 years old. And
there ain't been a pinecone joke on my show for 2 years.
What was that Dooley broad talking about tonight?
All right, she brought it up because, I don't know, she brought it up.
Yeah, she brought it up. I'm waving a pine cone to motivate the kids. Okay? This is what's called lowbrow. I need something highbrow. I need something that'll elevate me. I need to...
What about my listeners?
Well, you know, them too, but me. I get depressed when I'm driving home after a hard day of work trying to sell your show. And then I turn it on, and I'm hearing, I got a pine cone here to motivate the kids selling chocolate bars, and don't think I didn't get the chocolate bar reference, too. I find that to be as insulting as hell. So what I need is something uplifting. Now, I told Dickman, because you just gave me an idea, and I hotlined him, something that could be done that is going to be just an oasis. Now, if you got Father McQuarters on the other line?
Yeah, I got it right, Father McQuarters.
Oh, yes, I'm right here.
Father McQuarters, David Hall.
How are you, sir?
Very good. Look, we informed you what we wanted to do, right?
Wait a minute. Father McQuarters, what is this?
Phil, I can only tell you that Mr. Hall told me not to say anything until we put it on the air.
Right. Go ahead and hit it, bud, when you get a chance, and you'll see what I mean. Go.
I'm waiting for it to queue up.
What a... there you go. You know what this is, Phil?
What is this?
This is called culture. This is called class. Father McQuarters, you take it.
Thank you, Phil. This is Lord of the Dance. You gave Mr. Hall the idea. Listen. Whee! Oh, Christ, I wish I was 3 feet tall.
Oh, man, you got to be putting me on. Are you telling me that I got to play Lord of the Dance?
You don't have to do anything. You can sit there and enjoy the father skipping very gleefully to this. Go ahead, father.
Whee!
How do I know the guy's dancing?
I don't know. He's an Irish guy. How do you know they're dancing? How do you know, bud?
They're always sounding happy and stuff.
Whee!
There, he just said whee.
Oh, okay. Whee.
Let me be. I'm an old Irish guy, and I love to sleep with the pigs.
But not only that, I'm going to get letters now from Irish Americans about sleeping with the pigs.
Oh, give me a break. If there's one group of people that can take a little ethnic humor, it's the mix.
Whee! Oh, I'll go down the lane to old Maggie McGill's. Then I'll take her and I'll drag her into the alley. Push her on the pavement.
Okay, look. Can we kill the music?
No, don't you dare kill it.
I can't kill it. Mr. Hall said not to.
One of these days, bud, I'll just come over and I'll kill you.
Oh, yes. And this is the part here where we tell the tale of old Briny McGill. Yes, Briny came down the road one day, and he saw a banshee, an old Irish evil spirit floating there in the tree. He said, oh, mother of all the angels, my children. I've got to get my children and scamper out of the village now. Go on down there to old Briny Kilhaven, which is the village of my ancestors. It's there that a beautiful magic bush grows, and I'll pick me a few leaves, roll it up in a zigzag, and blast up.
Turn that freaking stuff off. What in hell?
What's the matter?
What do you mean, what's the matter? I'm listening to some Irish guy. All of a sudden, I'm going to pick a few leaves and blast up.
All right, so the old man got carried away. But anyway, that's what I'm talking about. What do you think?
It's a big, fat waste of time, man. If I'm going to do a show, let me do the show that I do. Lord of the Dance.
Well, look, you get the Irish priest out there dancing. What about all that Maggie McGill stuff?
Hey, dude, St. Patrick's Day is another 3 weeks. Maybe then.
Well, I think it'll work.
Yo, thank you very much.
Can I take it off, Mr. Hall?
Yeah, take it off. He's got a pole up his butt.
Pull up my butt, huh? And then I'll go down to the village, pick a few leaves, roll it up in a zigzag, blast up. All right. Coming up, we have our listener flashback request, Jeff Dowder's extreme nudity. David Hall was just on the program, so that's the end of that. Denny Carlos's shout-out and dance radio hour. Skippy and Frank will be joining us again tonight. And Lord Q's movie reviews while he's on acid. So what do we got going on? A whole drug theme here tonight, bud, or what?
I don't know. It seems to be the way.
Well, it's a little unsettling. I got Father McQuarter blasting up, Lord Q dropping himself some window pane, and then watching what? Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, then the apes will turn into people. And
Jesus. All right, 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. contact 1-800-449-8686.
Skippy and Frank will be breaking new radio ground in just a moment with the Skippy and Frank Morning Show coming up. But right now it's time for our listener flashback request. This is where our listeners email us at phs@philhenryshow.com, and they ask to hear a bit that they heard from a show previous. And, of course, we'd love to replay some of the things that you've enjoyed over the years. So here is tonight's listener flashback request from Sheena Bromeling. It says, "Dear Phil, I would like to know if you could play a clip where Austin Amarca is trying to explain why he charges women more for repairs on their vehicles. Thanks a bunch, Phil. Love your show. Sincerely, Sheena." Here it is, Sheena, Austin, and the whole car repair scam.
I just want to say this guy is the worst sexist pig I've ever heard in my life.
Well, then you don't understand the car repair business, ma'am.
Yeah, I should hope so. That's where I work.
Oh, really? So yeah. You know all about it, what a motor does and everything.
We don't work on engines. I work in tires and brakes, alignment, shocks. Let me talk first.
I'm talking about basic automotive repair here.
Well, so am I. Brakes are basic
tune-ups. You don't do engine tune-ups.
It's the same thing.
It most certainly is not.
Give me a phrase.
If you think tuning up an engine is the same thing as aligning brakes, then you know what? you're an idiot.
I think you are.
Wait a minute, Bernadette, he's got a point. How are brakes and tuning up an engine the same?
Let me make my point really, really quick here.
Because you ain't said nothing that made no sense at all.
I can guarantee
there isn't one head mechanic in this country who doesn't have an ulcer or a facial tick because of some kind of a leg that doesn't work.
It happens to all of us because we work with idiot men, too. I stand at the counter. Would you just let me make my point?
Yeah, sure.
I stand at the counter all day long helping men that don't even know what their tire size is. Give me a break.
Let me ask you a question.
They don't know if they have disc or drum.
Have you had Bell's palsy?
Well, then, you need to get out of the
don't.
Business.
Because, you don't. Because
no,
men are
I'm
easier
talking.
To talk to. You know what you are? I know what you are. You're the cashier. Thank you. Hey, bring up car number 6. That's what she does. She gets on the microphone and says, bring up 3123.
Not hardly.
Yeah.
No.
Look here, little girl. You may know how to hand out the air fresheners and the Sizzler coupons after tune-up, but you sure as hell don't know cars.
Get ready, Tuscaloosa. It's the Tri-County Northeast Louisiana number one morning show. Skippy and Frank breaking new radio ground. The bad boys of radio.
All right, 21 out the hour here. Skippy and Frank morning radio show. I'm Skippy.
I'm Frank.
And we're going to break some radio ground tonight. I swear to God, this is going to be fantastic. And what we're going to do is we're going out here to the Tuscaloosa Mississippi River Bridge. And we're going to do something that's never been done before in the history of radio. Because we break radio ground. We do new stuff all the time, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do.
Right. Hey, look at this. We got a call from President Bush. President Bush is calling Skippy and Frank Morning Show. Hey, President Bush, how you doing?
Hey, President Bush.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, that's great. Hey, what's going on?
It's great.
How about that, President Bush?
Well, I'll tell you, big stars call our show.
Let's go to Bud Hall, man. He's in a helicopter right now. And Bud Hall's got the traffic copter. Hey, Bud, how you doing? Bud, are you there? All right. Well, let's go to President Bush again. President Bush, how are you?
I'm fine.
Great. Okay, let's go to Bud Hall, Bud.
Yeah, Skippy and Frank here out over the Tuscaloosa River Ridge right now. Got traffic. I'm outbound, and everything got bound, and I'm outbound. And I'm bound, and my wife is bound and gagged at home. And it's Bud Hall with traffic.
All right, let's get out here now to the bridge. We're out here on the Tuscaloosa River Bridge, breaking new ground here on the Skippy and Frank show. And guess what we're going to do?
Yeah, you're not going to believe this.
We've got kittens that we picked up at a pet store, and we're going to throw them off the bridge.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
All right, here's one here.
Mew!
I just knocked that one off.
That's so radical.
We break radio ground here killing kittens. All right, we'll be right back on the Skippy and Frank radio show. Let's go to Commander Butthole.
Skippy and Frank, Jesus.
What's the problem?
Nothing. I just saw that cat. It was just flying over the bridge when you guys threw the cat. Jesus. What a mess. Traffic's fine. I'm Butthole.
Okay, what a loser. That guy's such a loser. We have to get another traffic guy.
Yeah, I think we ought to.
All right, here's another kitten we're going to throw off a bridge now. Oh, wow. You see that one bounce off the rock, Frank?
That's so radical.
That's pretty radical. Okay, Skippy and Frank morning show here. Let's take some phone calls. Hi, you're on with Skippy and Frank.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Skippy and Frank radio show, you douche. Who do you think you're talking to?
Well, I can tell you right now, I don't appreciate being called a douche. My name is Bill Chappell. I'm with the Captain County Sheriff Department. My understanding is you're taking animals and throwing them off a bridge.
I would take a kittens and throw them off a bridge. What are you going to do, arrest this, you douche?
Yeah, you douche.
You call me douche one more time, friend, and we're going to have a very serious, serious situation. It's going to involve serious brain trauma to both of you. An ambulance, what happened to your music? I was rather enjoying that. You guys talk, I hate your show.
Are you the sheriff of what, Kavner County?
That's right, Julie Kavner County. Here in northeast Louisiana, who's named after the lady who does Marge Simpson's voice.
That's radical.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, we're going to throw one more kitten then, okay?
Don't you do it, you bastards.
Ah!
Boink!
How about that?
I never heard a cat scream like that before.
All right, let's take another phone call. Hey, you're on Skippy and Frank.
Could you not hurt the kittens anymore?
Ah, you little baby.
Yeah, what a baby.
Hi, you're on with Skippy and Frank.
Yeah, you know, I kind of really like your show and stuff because you play good music, but this is really lame and you're not funny. And also, your cat trick is really kind of stupid and cruel. And who do you guys think you are anyway? Like Howard... Steve Stern or Howard Dahl... I mean, Steve Dahl and Howard Stein... I mean,
what are you talking about? We're more original than them. We're way more original.
You guys blow up. You guys blow herds of chipmunks. I hate you.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of sissies. Let's go to Commander Butthole.
I quit.
What are you talking about? You quit.
I quit, you two.
You quit. I'll throw one more cat.
Yeah, let's do it for old time's sake.
Hi. Get it? Man, that thing just went right in the drink there. Ah, this is Skippy and Frank, breaking new radio ground here, killing kittens, throwing them off the bridge. Let's take another phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, hi, Skippy, Frank?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Jerry Anderson.
Yeah, what do you want?
This is Jerry Anderson. You know who I am, don't you?
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Was he that drunk we met at that party one time?
The drunk you met at the party happens to own a radio station, sir, and that's who I am. Now, let me tell you something. I wanted a rock station in Vocaloosa in the worst possible way. But if you two, dimwit, tin brain, empty-headed turds, are what that clown I hired for a program director decided to ship in here, well, brother, he can pick you up with a piece of tissue paper, flush you down the nearest toilet. I'll go back to damn country music. I'll go back to the religious stuff. I don't care. Because you're both fired.
What a douche.
Well, as long as we're fired, might as well throw one more kitten.
Here.
Mew.
Yeah, hold on for a minute, boys.
Hey, hurry. Are you the guy that owns the station?
That's right. I'm Jared Anderson. I thought I'd come down here and fire you personally.
Well, guess what? Why don't we throw him off the bridge?
Oh, you gotta be... Ah! Well, that made a mess. The Skippy and Frank Morning Show. Bogalooza's answer to the morning news. We'll be back with more on K-Rock Bogalooza.
KQIPT, Bogalooza, Louisiana, the Outlying Flatland area. This is a Chappelle Broadcasting Communications Company.
Stay tuned for the Lutheran Hour, coming up next.
together at the river.
Hello, I'm Reverend James Teeley, and this is the Lutheran Hour. When you take a kitten and wad him up like toilet paper and toss him off a bridge with a nice little snap of the wrist, that's what we call a high sinker. We'll be back with more on the Lutheran Hour right after this. Anybody know where I can store X or even nitrous oxide?
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Still to come on the Phil Hendry Show, we have the Denny Carlos shout-out and dance radio show. And, of course, don't forget Extreme Nudity with Jeff Dowder right around the corner. And we've got a brand-new show called Dog Catcher. Apparently, it's a reality-based show, not about, you know, it's about catching dogs. You know, they'll go in and they'll break up arguments in dog houses. I don't know what they do. They go to a trailer park that's inhabited by dogs and try to get them off of meth. What is it, bud?
I don't know. It's Dog Catcher.
I mean, this is absurd. Cops was a great idea. Then they had that anybody remember a show called American Detective? And they would, that show was, here's the problem with a lot of those shows. It's simply this. Cops is cool. There's no narrator. It's just Kansas City, Missouri. You're in the radio car with a guy. He's going along. Yeah, I've been a police officer now for about two. I mean, I'm not making fun of our very hardworking police. But, you know, the guys, they're very unfamiliar. You know, they'll say, yeah, I enjoy the job. It helps me serve the community. And then all of a sudden, all right, we're rolling to a domestic violence call right now up here in the white trail. I mean, in the trailer. I mean, the you know, it's the northeast section of town. And there's a lot of scum. I mean, there's some people that live there. And then they'll go up. And next thing you know, the guy, the cameraman's following him. Of course, the part that I don't get is when the guy is chasing somebody through the high weeds, that cameraman, dude's carrying a camera and he's keeping. And some of you, those cops really need to lose weight because they're. They catch those guys. They're chasing some dude that's 20 years younger than them. Guy's just, you know, he's got like gold medals in the Olympics or something. Who knows? Anyway, what'd I say? Oh, yeah. So that show was great. Then they came along with this American Detective show. Now, I don't know if you remember this show. It was on ABC. It was ABC's answer, which, of course, that's ABC for you. Somebody comes up with an idea and they go, oh, gee, that's neat. Let's do that, too. Like, does anybody remember a show called Fridays? Of course you don't. Why? It was on ABC. But it was a short-lived, you remember Fridays, Harry? It was a short-lived attempt at ABC doing Saturday Night Live. The only funny thing about it was Michael Richards, who burned up the little army men. He would set fire to army men and scream as they, you know, melted. Other than that, the show blew. Now, they come along with this American Detective. What's wrong with it? Because it's too much narration. I'm Detective Will Johnson from the Portland Police Department. In a moment, we're going to put a camera right up that lady's dress. We'll be right back. You know, and then you never do see it because the work of a cop is hard. 48 hours a day, 50 days a week. Seems like you're never at home. Well, on July 3rd, the bad guys found out the hard way. Officer Will Gates with the Wichita Public Safety Department was strolling along an alley when he noticed a lady falling from a fourth floor window. Well, what happened? Well, you never do see it because the guy's doing narration and he's just, it never ends. But, you know, anything that heralds the accomplishments of our police, I think is great. So that, and then they had, you know, emergency 9/11. And, of course, they figured out, see, here's how the whole reality thing started. They said, you know what, these cops, we don't pay them anything, and it's cool, they don't mind. Really? Yeah. We'll just do the same thing with firemen, and the next thing you know, these schmucks, next thing you know, they're not paying these guys nothing. See? Poor cops, now, I think cops actually donates bread to the policeman's benevolent fund or something, But you police officers out there, you really ought to start asking for a taste. Seriously, you could seriously put a crimp in a reality TV business. And, of course, everybody would say to you, oh, what a bunch of tightwads you are. Since when do you guys sign up to ride around and get your kissers on TV without getting paid scale? When did that happen? And you guys out there, all you meth addicts, all you wife beaters, you better start demanding a day rate, man. That $50 ain't getting it done. Let me tell you what. Extras make $100 a day. And an actor with a speaking part, I think it's around 3 G's a day. And you know damn well you guys are speaking. I don't care if it is.
I don't know. You know, I come back and she took the baby and went down the road. That's all I seen. She's walking. She's trying to walk. Where's she walking to? She's going to walk all the way to Washington, D.C. She wants to talk to the president about what a piece of garbage I am. I told her she won't be able to get in to see him. She's stupid. God, is she stupid. Well,
okay, that's worth $3,000 right there. Then the cop who sits there in the car as he's cruising along, you know, Kansas City Police Department, Las Vegas, wherever it is, and he's saying, you know, I'm the watch commander and I'm the supervisor and this is what I do. That's worth $3,000. You guys are getting hosed. Why? Because you're cops and you're expected to work for free. You're expected to work for free because you work in the public interest. You work in the public sector. You're a public servant. And that means equals free. Don't kid yourself. You know it as well as I do. Teacher, cop, fireman, public service. What does it mean? Free. You should work for free and like it. You should go out there every day, and when a burglar sticks a gun in your face, go, hi there, and make sure you don't kill him before you see the finger squeeze the trigger, because if you do, it's a violation of some sort of statute, I don't know, some civil rights thing. You have to see muscle tension in the trigger finger. If you see that, then you're allowed to fire, but only once. Then assess the situation. Stand over him with your gun down at your side. Make sure he's dead. Now, if he happens to rise up and shoot you, well, ain't that just too ding-dang bad. Now, you coppers out there, I'm telling you, start asking for the big change every time these guys from whatever the hell that show is, who produces that Cops.
Hi, we're from Cops, and this week we want to do the Fargo Police Department. Aren't you excited? We're going to have our cameras here.
That's real great. So how much is it?
Huh?
Well, what am I getting paid?
Oh, no, we don't pay you. We're going to publicize your police department.
Oh, whoopee-doo, man. You're going to publicize my police department. Well, ding-ding for me. Hey, dude, I can't eat that. I got a website. Don't worry about that, man. People will log on to that, all right? Speaking of logging on, where's that contract?
Here it is right here. It says you work for free.
Let me log on that while I'm logging on things.
Now, what are you talking about? All the other coppers work for free. Why aren't you?
Well, guess what? It's a new day, baby. Just because, I got a couple of guys. These are rookies. You know, they think it's all big fun and games. You guys, stick the camera in their car, okay? You want to ride along with me? It's going to be 3 G's plus expenses. Plus, I want to eat at Subway. I'm tired of all that Winchell's. I want a nice tuna fish sub, a six-pack of a cold one after we get off, you know. And you guys got any women? I mean, what's the deal here? This is Hollywood, ain't it?
What do you mean? You're a police officer. You're not supposed to. Not.
Oh, I see. Only you guys get to. Is that it?
Are you married?
No, I'm not. I happen to be single. And I like girls. So let's make with the chicks, the money, and the Subway tuna sub. That's all I'm asking. And get it now, okay, baby? Just because I'm in Fargo, man, don't mean I'm from Fargo. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, you guys are really, it's no good, okay? Let's just pull a whole plug on a thing, man, and we'll get back to professional actors.
Yeah, okay. Get professional actors to do what I do for real, and I'm sure they'll be just so convincing at it. By the way, how about that Reno 911? What an ass-kicking show that is, huh? Not. Oh, God. All right, anyway, so that's how that works. And I say all of that to say what, bud?
We're going to have a dog catcher show on later.
Right. 1-800-449-8686, Lord Q's movie reviews after he takes acid will be coming up, as well as, of course, a visit with Denny Carlos in a shout-out and dance radio show. Our web address, www.philhenryshow.com, and we're going to have the Laker schedule up there for you people in L.A., and then I'm never going to bother my national audience with the trivialities of this nerdish discussion ever again. I've instructed Michelle Hernandez, who is our new producer, to not forward to me any email having to do with people grousing about the switch from the funeral parlor radio station down here to Sportsland, okay? I'm all done with it. We're just going to move on. We're going to just push ahead, okay? That's all I want to do. Speaking of pushing ahead, I understand that Sean Penn did get the pole removed from his rear end after the whole thing at the Academy Awards. Boy, what's his problem? All right, so Chris Rock wasn't kicking ass. So what? You want to know how they got to do the Academy Awards? Do it the way they used to do it. Get a guy with some class. Not that Chris Rock ain't got... He's not the Academy Awards. Put a guy in a tuxedo. Stand him up there like Bob Hope used to do. Get everybody in tuxes. Keep their big fat mouth shut for any longer than 30 seconds. Physically kick them off the stage. See, that's what they're missing.
I also know. I've waited my whole life. I don't care about any red light. I also...
Okay, so that's when a guy about the size of, say, Bubba Smith, okay? Big, round, fat dude wearing a basketball jersey, all right? Comes out and just does a freaking overhand right onto her head. Just bam! Have you ever seen a guy just collapse from just one shot? Like the body just goes, boom, right? That's what you're going to see. I guarantee they'll keep the speech short then.
No, I'm not shutting up. I have...
Oh, really? Well, I got a message here from Mr. Cates. Why, you big black...
Boom!
Did you ever see that flick Dirty Harry after the guy pays to get his ass kicked? Excuse my use of the word ASS. Did you ever see it? Oh, you got to see this. This guy is so twisted... He's the Zodiac killer that Harry is tracking through San Francisco. And he wants to make it look like Dirty Harry beat him up so he can claim police harassment and police brutality. So the scene is he's walking through some vacant lot with busted out windows and stuff. And he comes to this busted out vacant building. And there's this big dude in there. Yes, he's black. And he says, anybody follow you here, man? No. He goes in there, gives the guy $300. For the guy to beat him up. He pays the guy, goes, you really want $300 worth, don't you? Every penny. So he sits the guy down in a chair and just starts peppering the guy's face. And in one scene, the dude's face is like just mashed in. And he goes, you black son of a bitch. So what if you get a guy out there and Gwyneth Paltrow is going too long with her speech?
Also, my mother Blythe... No. I've waited my whole life. No one's cutting me off.
I got a message for you.
Why, you big black...
Boom! All right, then he powders her. Next shot is Gwyneth Paltrow's face, all bloated and red, looking like a big freaking watermelon. And all you can hear her say is,
you black son of a bitch.
As they carry her out of there. To me, that's what I call TV viewing. All right, 1-800-449-8686.
You're violent.
No, I'm not. Much. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, Lord Q's movie reviews, which he does after dropping, I believe, a hit of Purple Microdot. Hello, I'm Phil Henry. Welcome back to our show. We just have a small segment here. I wanted to tell you guys about the weekend I had, because. This is pretty heavy. Don't you think I ought to wait until next hour to do it? Oh, I'll wait until next hour. What do you think, bud?
Yeah, wait until next hour. What is it about?
Never mind. I got something to tell you next hour, and I want you to be around for this. I want to tell you what Marie and I did this past weekend. It's called sex. And anyway, no, I want to tell you about something that has to do with Marie and I. As you know, we've... It had some rocky going, man, but I'm going to tell you what happened this past weekend was incredible. Really incredible. All right, I just want to wrap up this whole thing about getting paid money. You know, how do you get paid? And are you getting paid what you're worth in this world? And yes, we're all getting screwed in one level or another, but nobody gets screwed more than those guys in those reality shows, okay? Of course, when it comes to the viewer, no one's getting screwed more than us. Wouldn't you agree? Thank you. Now, here's something else I wanted to mention, because I just got to thinking about this. And Team America the movie with Trey Parker and Matt Stone. I did a voice in that movie. Now, there were only about six or seven actors in that movie. Only about six, seven, eight tops actors that did voices in that movie. Now, afterwards, I'm talking to Maurice, and he was the guy who played the voice of Alec Baldwin, and we're at that post-premiere party, right? And he's sitting there smoking a cigar, and I have a little cup of Yoo-Hoo or something I got out of a vending machine, and he says to me, you know, this is going to be pretty fat when the residual checks come in. I go, why? He goes, think about it. There was only eight actors. We're dividing money between eight actors. And so my eyes lit up like a baby, like a kid who's just seen a rocket go, you know, like some kid who's standing there with his older brother, and he says, yeah, we can jump across this river gorge and it'll be fun. So I don't know. It's going to, hold on for a minute. Yeah, David?
What are you doing now?
I'm talking about.
Why are you telling everybody about your big movie money? Hey, yeah, look at all the residuals I'm going to make. Will you get into something they can relate to, please?
Yeah, Mr. Hall, I told him. You did not. You sat there with your freaking eyes bugged out listening to me.
I told him he shouldn't talk about it.
Well, oh, hey, hi, everybody. I'm Phil Hendry. You know, the movie I most recently made, well, the residual checks ought to be pretty fat. Who cares? You got a guy out there that just got done driving an Arrowhead bottled water truck. He's at home. He did the beating of the wife. He kicked the dog. Now he wants to hear something decent on the radio, and you're telling him how much his life sucks.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Oh, well, thank you. Maybe I'm right. Will you please get into something else other than your movie residual? Holy jeez.
I told him, Mr. Hall.
Oh, you did not, bud. Shut up.
Ha. Gotcha. Pig. Douche.
Punk.
Punk.
Douche.
Shut up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Welcome back to Pet Talk. I'm Darren Flew. We're taking calls from you on a variety of problems here on Pet Talk, and I've got an English bulldog on the line named Jack, and he's calling from Mission Hills. Jack, how are you?
I'm very, very good, thank you.
You're an English bulldog, huh?
Yes, I am. I wanted to ask you a question. I've not been neutered.
Okay.
And I found myself humping the ottoman lately. Now, my owner wants to...
Well, no, hold on for a minute, Jack. There's nothing wrong with humping the ottoman.
Well, they had a party the other night, and I was pretty much all over the leg of one of the guests. Is that...
No, that's fine.
Thank you.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.